Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. The day.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
President Biden this morning touting new momentum for NATO at the start of its summit here in Lithuania and getting ready for a key meeting with Ukraine's leader just a few hundred miles away from the fighting there.
I'm a very strong supporter of the transatlantic alliance. I've learned that nothing happens here that will affect us.
The military alliance getting a significant and surprising boost, with Turkey dropping its objections to the addition of Sweden, allowing NATO to expand its strength across Europe.
Rumors of the death of NATO's unity were greatly exaggerated.
It's a victory for President Biden, who pushed for the move, speaking with the leaders of both countries in recent days. The president has supported Turkey's desire to buy new F-16 fighter jets, but the White House says that was not part of any deal. Still to be resolved how NATO will address Ukraine's demand that it be added to the alliance. President Biden, who has doused hopes that Ukraine could be fast-tracked into NATO because it would put the U.S. at war with Russia, is expected to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky here tomorrow. The White House is promising the leaders at this summit will send a positive signal to Ukraine over its path to future membership, but without any timetable. And the message to Russia, the U.S. says, NATO remains solid and strong.
Vladimir Putin has been counting on the West to crack, NATO to crack, the transatlantic alliance to crack. He has been disappointed at every turn. Vilnius will very much disappoint him.
President Biden just moments ago said that he supports NATO's commitment to send Ukraine a strong message that there is a path for Ukraine to join NATO in the future. But President Zelensky this morning, really in an angry statement, expressed his frustration that he believes NATO remains unwilling to make his country a member of the alliance, calling that unprecedented and absurd.
So let me translate it from the Ukrainian language into English, what Zelensky said to Biden on the phone. Put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying? And I understand. I understand that there is a war, a hot war going on in Ukraine that's been waged by the aggressor, by Russia. That Russia decided that it would start bombing kindergartens. That was the first. Salvo. Does anybody even remember that day when the kindergarten teacher, her last name was Butenko. I'll never forget it. She actually was trying to show the world that Russia attacked a kindergarten and that they had declared war upon Ukraine so that they could take more Ukrainian land for themselves by force, right? And that's what started it, and it just hasn't stopped. I mean, he's attacked apartment blocks, he's attacked theaters, he's attacked steel plants, he's attacked maternity hospitals. You name any civilian target, Vladimir Putin, has absolutely no compunction to avoid. He just will go after it in this, heinous way that Russians wage war. Just kill the children, basically, is their motto. So, obviously, there's good news in the fact that what we were told Putin was after, what we were told Putin was upset about, was the expansion of NATO, right? We were fed this steady diet of bullcrap from the right wing of this country. And also, if you kept on going, you ended up on the left. Because circles being what they are and shaped the way they are, that's what happens if you keep on going back and to the right, back and to the right, to the right, to the right, to the right, you end up on the left. So, we were told that the real objection that Putin had and the reason why Putin lost his mind and the reason why Putin attacked Ukraine was because he was worried about the expansion of NATO. Well, if he was worried about it and that's why he attacked Ukraine, dun, 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 fail, utter, epic fail, okay? Because NATO expanded today. It expanded a couple months ago, too. There's this like a big damn land border. Yeah, it's a big thing. Between Russia and Finland. Yes, Finland, where I've been. Don't ask me why, but I have. But there's a big land border between Russia and Finland. And so Finland was admitted into NATO a couple months ago, right? And so what was left was Sweden. Sweden was also asking to please join NATO. They wanted to be part of the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance. They wanted to be part of the organization. And so they started taking the steps that are required in order to, you know, be considered for, invited to, and then finally admitted into NATO. And today's the day. Now, one of the rules of NATO is all the NATO countries have to agree to let you in. It's very clicky. It makes mean girls look nice, okay? It's real clicky. And so there was there were a couple of holdouts. There were a couple of, you know, Viktor Orban in Hungary. I don't know. I guess, you know, Sweden had to prove that they were really, really white. I don't know. That they were like Casper white, transparently white, that you could see through them. And they were able to show him that because it's Sweden. Where I've also been. And I have a very good friend who drove clear across Sweden just to meet me, just to meet me and hang out with me and go get coffee. Swear to God. So nothing against Sweden or the Swedish people. I mean, you know, all the white ones are my friend. But, okay, so Orban was convinced that they were white enough. The problem seemed to be Turkey. The Turkish people, they had, you know, Erdogan. He's a, you know, dictator in NATO, by the way, which is kind of creepy. But this is how good Biden is. This is how unbelievably successful this man that they want to characterize as being post-senile, okay, incapable, inept, you know, all this stuff that the right wing wants to tell you is bad about Biden. Here's another day. Last week, we were able to show you the building boom, the, you know, investment boom, the actual unrustiness of the Rust Belt, okay, the Rust-Oleum-ing of the Rust Belt. You know, and we were able to show you inflation is down and jobs are up and wages are up and it's, you know, wages are up more than inflation. And so people are starting to get ahead and feel it and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this week we have NATO to show you. And Biden was able to talk the dictator Erdogan into turning his back on his best friend, Russia, and Putin, and instead go with Biden's plan. Instead, turn away from authoritarianism and turn towards the democracies, right? So Biden struck a deal with Erdogan, obviously, because Turkey was the, you know, the objector. Turkey did not want Sweden to come into NATO. Biden actually said to Turkey, look, tell us what you want, what you need, what you have to have. Tell us what's important to you. And Turkey said, I want F-16s. And Biden said to him, but didn't you just buy like all this weaponry from Russia? And he's like, yeah, but they don't have parts to service it now. And the production in Russia was bad. I shouldn't have trusted Putin. You know, he couldn't produce. Biden said, I'll tell you what you do. You've got some Russian prisoners of war in Turkey, don't you? Ukrainian prisoners of war that Russia gave you to hold on to, right? He said, yeah, what about them? I have the Azov Battalion. Now, you remember those guys, right? The Azov Battalion were the guys in the Azovstal steel plant. That was like a battle royale that went on for like months. And those guys just stayed until the end. And the end was they actually were captured by Russian forces. And the Russians delivered them to Turkish prisons. Okay, that's what Putin did with the Azov Battalion prisoners. And so Biden said to Erdogan, first thing you're going to do is you're going to be nice to Ukraine to show them that you renounce Russia. And you're going to give them back their prisoners of war. In fact, Zelensky's going to come here to Turkey and he's going to pick them up and he's going to get them and he's going to bring them back to a cheering crowd in Ukraine who are going to give you credit for turning your back on Russia and siding with Ukraine and giving Ukraine back its men who were held prisoners of war by Russia. He goes, well, okay, I can do that, but what about weapons? Well, I'll tell you what, you do this, we'll give you parts for your F-16s that you already have. How's that? All right, so do I have to let Ukraine in? No, you have to let Sweden in. Oh, okay, we'll do that. We'll let Sweden in. But then can we have F-16s? Maybe.